Okay, everyone. Let's try to, I was going to do a Facebook Live for our new people and for our elders. So I am coming to you live just in the main group. This is a surprise live. And what does a surprise live mean? It just means that something's going on in the world and I have decided to come live and talk about it so that you don't have to eat over it. So we will, if you are sitting here and listening to this and you maybe have friends who are in our newbie group for 30 days, I will make sure that this video gets plugged in over there for them also. So my technology though is not allowing me to get in there, and rather than trying to figure out all the things, I'm just going to do it, download it and upload it. And that will be the quickest, fastest way to do it. So let's talk a little bit about just stressful times. So Hurricane Ian just came through. And the first thing that I want to tell everyone is that all of my team members are accounted for. We have three that live in the state of Florida, one who was vacationing in Disney during all of this. And Mary Jo and my mother both do not have power right now, but they are safe. And the one who's at Disney has been sheltering in place. They have the winds now, but things, I think, are starting to calm down there. And then Coach Heather, she's also there, but she's live. So Heather must be doing fabulous wherever she's at. I'll let her comment on that. So, but just keep praying for my mom has been through a hurricane before. This was Mary Jo's first one. So, it really scared her. So if you will all just keep her in your prayers and your good wishes and your good thoughts, that would be much appreciated. Plus all of the Nobius women who are down there now. I know we have a lot of Floridians. So I wanted to come on, even though I know that a lot of them don't have power. I wanted this video to be there for them in the event they have service, or in the event that when they get back, that they have some help. So first and foremost, this video is going out to all members, including our brand new ones. I'm going to cover a couple little things in the very beginning, housekeeping, and then we're going to go through some mindset stuff that I think will be helpful for everyone. Even if, like, I want you to think about this. This is just about facing stressful things outside of your control. So this whole talk will be very beneficial whenever that we're like going through things. A couple of these concepts I taught when the coronavirus first started up, when we back in 2020, when the coronavirus hit, we went live almost every day. And one of the first lives I did, I taught a couple of these concepts there. So the first thing is for brand new people, you are not going to get behind. Nobius has always been developed to be self-paced so that at any time you can jump right back in where you left off, or you can just start at the very beginning. When you log into our membership, we have the 6 steps. All you have to do is follow step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4, step 5, step 6. And for most of you, that's all you'll ever have to do. If you just do those things, you're going to be losing weight. So you're like, if you're getting emails from us because you just joined, please do not sit there and get those emails and be like, oh my God, there's 500 emails from Corinne. I must be behind. I can't lose weight. No, there's one email at a time. Put them in date order, then open one a day or one every other day. Again, this program has always been designed to be flexible, to be malleable to your situations. So you can't get behind even if I'm sending you emails. It just means you pause that email until you are ready to take the step in the email, period. So I advise all of you, when you get this message from me, I am sending you a very specific email just to the Floridians. So if you live in the state of Florida, you're going to get a special email tomorrow that tells you, if you're brand new, to save all other emails and read me first. And then I'm going to help you with doable hunger, saving your emails, and then giving you some thoughts to think about. Okay. Now, for everybody else, you don't have to save the emails. You don't have to do all that stuff because you've been here a hot minute and for a little bit. Let's talk about doable hunger. I put on here, doable hunger, hashtag FTW for the win. The reason why I created No BS the way that I did is so that it can travel, it can hold up to a hurricane, it can be with you at any time. That is the nice thing about the way that we teach in No BS. You literally can do the 4 steps to lose weight through anything that's going on in your life. So all I want you to do, and I want you to think about this, I actually made some notes. Let me pull my notes up so I cover everything I want to say, is when you use your doable hunger, the first thing I want you doing is I want you asking yourself, am I hungry? Everybody learned this in the workshop. It's in the first module of No BS. So anytime that you're getting ready to eat, I just want you to ask yourself, am I hungry? If you're not hungry, simply wait until you are, because it's very common during stressful times to see a sudden increase in old coping behaviors. All of us, whether you've been in No BS for 3 years or you've been in it for 3 minutes, when there are stressful times, your brain is going to go to that filing cabinet where it's like, what do I do when I'm stressed out and worried? What do I do when I'm anxious? Oh, it's going to pull out an old file called eat my face off. Say I can't lose weight right now. Think everything's hopeless. Like it has all of its things that it normally likes to think and do, and it's just going to keep offering them to you on a silver platter. The reason why I teach you about your brain is because now we got to use our logical brain at the same time. Instead of just going by what our habit brain offers us, we want to say like, all right, logically, do I need to eat right now? Am I just worried? Am I just scared? Am I just worrying about someone I love? And remember the 4 N's. Notice those things happening and then normalize it by telling yourself it's very common during stressful times for my brain to automatically offer food first. It's begging me to bring my logical brain in to help it, give it what it needs. If it needs comfort, if you need to tell yourself, I think everything will be okay. It's normal for a mama to worry about her kids who might live in Florida. It's normal to worry when my electricity is going to come back on. I just want you in the space of when you are hungry, understanding it's normal to have urges. This is not a bad thing. This is not you like, I didn't get the memo from No BS on how to lose weight. There's nothing wrong with you. Nothing. So I want you to use this time as practice to really get to know this is what my actual hunger, my physical hunger feels like. This is what my emotional hunger feels like. It comes on suddenly. It looks like me just searching for food. It looks like me standing in the like pantry thinking that doesn't sound good. This does. There's a lot of like what sounds good instead of what did I put on my plan? Am I actually hungry? The second thing you're going to do is you're going to, when you are eating, you're going to ask yourself, have I had enough? Even if you catch yourself in the middle of an emotional eat, I still want you asking that question. Have I had enough food to take me away from my emotion? Does my body have enough food right now? At what point do I think I've had enough to where I'm going to finish off calming myself down with my brain instead of eating? It would be very normal to go through a stressful time and to find yourself eating and then realize your emotional eating. That habit might come very fast, and that's okay. So I just want you to be thinking about like when we are in really stressful times, it's not weird that our brain tries to turn to food, and it's not weird to catch yourself already eating. It's also not weird or broken or bad to catch yourself afterward. If you've already ate, this is the best opportunity for you to be like, okay, I normally throw in the towel on weight loss. I normally tell myself I'll never lose weight eating like this. I normally beat myself up. I normally think, fuck it. Right now, it's not until the electricity comes back on, I just can't deal with weight loss. I don't care if you want to lose weight during it or not, but I want you to ask yourself, in these times, wouldn't it be great to learn how to stop beating myself up, start learning? It only takes 1 minute to ask yourself, like, oh, what did I really need here? I really just needed to feel like everything's going to be okay. And so I went and ate so that I could turn off the thoughts that were telling me all the things that were wrong and all the dangerous things. So next time this happens, here's what I want to do. I want to remember to tell myself exactly why things might be okay. That will help me calm my nervous system down. So this is important. I just think that these are those times where I want all of you who are listening to this to think about it. When we are faced with things like a hurricane, where this is actual physical danger, your brain is supposed to go ham. That's what it's designed to do. It is designed to go nuts during this time. You want it to get anxious. You want it to try to protect yourself. You're wanting that part of you. But I want you to notice, like, okay, I felt stressed. I felt overwhelmed. I felt all of these things. Where in my life am I feeling those things right now? And I'm eating over them, and they are not life or death. I think that that would be a great question for, I was thinking about it this morning, like if we were going to learn something, and you don't have to do this right now, but it's such a good practice because, you know, I was thinking about it. No one's overweight because they overate during a hurricane. No one's overweight because of like life-threatening situations and you ate. We're overweight because we eat during non-life-threatening situations, but we have the same levels of anxiety, the same levels of worry, and the same levels of stress as if something horrible is happening, as if our life is in danger. So this is just a good chance to say, like, all right, like, I want to learn something about me. Like, when you start dropping into, like, how do I feel? Do I feel that way in other areas of my life where now I can kind of see, like, it's not matching the level of what I'm worrying about? Yes, the level of stress and the level of anxiety that I have at a hurricane, I'm pretty sure it's, like, right where it should be. But if I'm feeling that way on a random Tuesday because Barb in the accounting department doesn't like me and says bullshit stuff, and I think she's trying to sabotage me at every turn, like, now I can be like, okay, is this life-threatening? What is my story around this? So these are always good, what I just call, like, pivot points for us to really start learning some stuff. Okay, so notice if you're at enough. Stop eating. If you catch yourself, am I willing to stop eating? Did I get enough comfort? You know, for some of you, you're going to want to finish eating. At least don't beat yourself up over it. I'm just going to tell you, like, finish eating and just say, I am actively choosing to finish eating. I don't know what the hell to tell myself to comfort me. At least be honest, because then you're training your brain that food's not solving it, that I just don't know how to comfort myself with my thinking yet, which leaves your brain an open loop to solve at some point. You learn something from it. Okay. Now, the next thing I want to teach you is how to use if this, then that. So this is really good for a lot of you. Like, if you've got some time, like, you ain't got no electricity right now or something's going on, all of you can use this. You can come up with if this, then that situations. I came up with a few. I'll go over them. If I'm unsure what's going to happen to me or someone else right now, like, we can use this when our kids are going off to college. We can use this when our partners are traveling. We can use this when someone we love gets diagnosed with cancer. We can use this if we're waiting on, like, am I going to get a promotion? We can use this for a hurricane. This works. If I'm unsure what's going to happen next to me or someone else, then I can remind myself to think about some positive outcomes so that I'm at least not just telling myself the negative ones. So usually when we are like we don't know what's going to happen, our brain loves to go into looking at all the ways it will just go to shit and wrong. All I want you to do on paper is to entertain. And here's all the ways that it could go right. Here's all the ways that some positives could come out of it. Then we have, if I find myself eating out of boredom or stress, then I can remind myself that it's normal to reach for food, but it's also okay to stop once I notice it. It's also okay for me to keep eating and to remind myself, I'm really seeking comfort right now, and I've not yet learned how to use my brain. So put that on your agenda to get that done later, to be like, this is something I'm going to want to take to ask coaches. I don't want to beat myself up over it. I call this a good find. I call this something I needed to know. I feel like I'm getting behind in no BS. So if I feel like I'm getting behind in no BS, then I can remind myself to focus on doable hunger. And that Corinne said, no BS is self-paced. I have told you, and guess what? I am the expert. I am the crafter of the fucking program. If I say you can't get behind, if I say it's self-paced, that's called the gospel. Now, your brain might try to argue, but you need to say, like, brain, you're fucking wrong. If you were so right, I wouldn't be in this program. So if you're going to do anything, I just always like whenever I'm in another program and my doubts and my fears come up and I think I know better, I'm like, you don't know better, bitch. What are you even thinking? The reason why you're here is because you don't know better. So don't sit there and try to tell yourself as if you do. So for the no BS woman way in the back, last pew, last seat, for the thousandth time, you cannot get behind in no BS. I did not design it so that I could have the naughty line and the good line. There's no behind. You just log in and you pick up someplace. I don't care if you put everything I have on that website on your wall with sticky notes and you take a dart and you throw at it. Whatever you land on, I would almost bet if you were to push play, if you were to use whatever you landed on, it would help you lose weight. What most of you are doing, though, is sitting there going like, I'm again, I'm so behind, I'm so all the things. And then you don't do dick. Yeah, if you don't do anything, then your behind's going to get bigger. We know that much. All right. I also want to teach you one last thing, which is how to feel in control in what seems like uncontrollable situations. The first thing it's called make a worry list. This is a tool that we use during coronavirus. We have used it so many times in NoBS. It is so helpful. It's one that I use when I feel like everything is spiraling out of control. Here's what my brain usually sounds like. Everything's fucked up. Nothing's going right. Everything is wrong. It's all broken. Notice how like Corinne's brain likes to think like there is no ray of sunshine anywhere. It likes to make like if one big thing's happening, then everything else is just busted too. So when I'm in that state of worry, when I have that high anxiety state, I make a list of my worries. I write them all down on a piece of paper and I just write them in one after another. You'll see I have a whole worry column. I just do it like four columns. I write down every little thing that I'm worried about. Then I go through them. Anything that's 100% not in my control. Like no one's in control of where a hurricane lands. That would be an example of like something that's out of my control, flooding, where a hurricane lands. You're not in control of when your electricity comes back on. Those are things that you're not in control of. I move those to the things I'm not in control of. It's a hack for your brain because then it can see exactly what you don't have control over. Because once it's in that column, then you agree with yourself. There's no sense in worrying anymore. Worrying won't fix that. Eating over it won't fix that. You know what the hard part is? Patience. Patience to see what happens. Patience for things to happen, waiting for that electricity to come back on. Then you make a list of, all right, of all the things I wrote, where do I have some control? So for example, my mom has no electricity this morning. Where she had some control, she was able to text Vern and my brother to let them know, like, I won't be responding to customer service today. I'm not going to be able to do that. So it wasn't that she had no control over being able to show up for her job. The control she had was to be like, let me reach out to two people to say, hey, I won't be there. She also, my mother's like me. If she ain't got her first cup of coffee in the morning, she's a total shithead. Like, we can't think. We don't know our ass from second base. She could go to Cracker Barrel. The Cracker Barrel in her town still had power. So instead of sitting there going like, I can't have coffee, like I can't have anything, she's like, I'm going to go to Cracker Barrel and I'm going to get coffee to go. Like, just little things like that. Just like yesterday when Mary Jo, when water was coming in the front door, she could be sitting there thinking she had no control, or she could be like, well, here's one place I do have control. I can go get towels and I can, you know, like dam up where the water's blowing in because of the wind. So we want to list, where do we have some control? Our brain calms down even more because now it's like, here's the things that are useless worrying, because my worry and my eating will not solve that. When I have some control, now I got a list. Now I actually can take some action. My brain starts seeing that it ain't just everything's out of whack. Then the last piece is, where do I have 100% control? Sometimes we're worrying over shit we have 100% control over. Let me give all of you the one thing you have 100% control over. Your brain and where it's going to spend its energy. You have 100% control over redirecting your brain to where you want it to go. You have 100% control over what you choose to eat and what you choose not to eat. I mean, my mom right now is living on peanut butter and crackers. She's like, well, that's my plan for the day. I think she's got some Spam too. My mom actually likes Spam. She's like, I have 100% control over this. I don't have to eat it when I'm not hungry. I don't have to eat past enough. And I can eat these things that I had planned for myself because I went and got the non-perishables. So we just have to think about, like, what is in our control? And you make a list of those things. And then that reassures your brain. Then your brain actually sees everything hasn't gone to hell in a handcart. It sees it on paper. It's looking at it. It's very different than trying to just outthink your shitty thoughts. This is like the basics of doing some gentle thought work. So, what are your worries? What are you not in control over? Let those things go. Where do you have some control? Write down the things you could do. And then write down the things you have 100% control over. Write those down and then start doing some of that stuff. That, like, feeling like you have control in big situations like hurricanes and stuff can bring you some peace. Can take, like, things that feel like just like a level 10 on anxiety and nervousness. It can get you down to like a 6. Maybe even a 5. We can just get halfway down. Some relief is better than none. Okay. I just really, whenever we, like, one of the things I want everyone to understand is that I don't do surprise lives very often, but I do like to stay in touch with everyone because I like to be here when y'all need us. And I think that's one of the things that makes No BS different is that, like, there's just times that happen in the world where it's just, it's nice to know you're not alone, especially when your habit is to eat when things feel out of control. So I hope today helped. If you have any questions, you can leave them inside of this, in the comments of this Facebook Live. I will be loading it up for our new members also. And we will put this in the private member podcast for everyone to listen to. So everybody, please stay safe and let us know that as, let us know that you're okay if you are in Florida as you are able to. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.